on June 13, 2013.
National Polygamy Advocate Mark Henkel
was on
Live Talk Radio with Brandon Raffert on News Radio 1620 WNRP.
For my good buddy, Mr. Davis. Who's Radio 1620? I love this song. You can't not listen to this song and not feel good about things, regardless of what's going on. Welcome into the show. It's Pensacola right now. My name is Brandon. Going to be looking for you tonight evenings in Old Seville Square. Big free concert, reunion band, 7 o'clock. Free show until 9 o'clock there. We were out there a couple of weeks ago. What a phenomenal show. And it's great. Plenty of room to set up your lawn chair. You can get food and stuff. Very cool time. Be looking for you out there tonight. Supreme Court making an interesting ruling today saying that, and this is regarding human DNA, saying you can't patent human DNA. The other interesting thing we're going to be looking for, probably before the month of June is over, is their ruling, a ruling on gay marriage. It's like the next big thing on the horizon. But if believe it or not, there's another big thing on the horizon regarding marriage. I don't even want to tell you what it is. I'll let our guest do that. Mark Henkel, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
All right. What's the next big thing on the horizon the Supreme Court's going to have to deal with?
Well, as the Supreme Court decides in the Hollingsworth case for same-sex marriage, we are gearing up for plural marriage.
Really?
I am the National Polygamy Advocate from nationalpolygamyadvocate.com for the National Polygamy Rights Movement for Consenting Adults, and we are gearing up to file suits for the legal freedom for unrelated consenting adults to make the choice of polygamy as plural marriage if that's what they choose.
Now, let me ask you, and what ground would you argue that on? Will you go back to, because I know a lot of, there's folks that say, you know, I'm against gay marriage, but I'm more against the government getting involved in marriage. So why do you think plural marriage should be legal?
Well, actually, I would very much concur with the position you were just describing, and that is that we are actually more wanting decriminalization rather than legalization. And what we're saying is that government doesn't have the authority to be licensing, defining, and controlling the definition of marriage, whether it's for individuals who choose one man, one woman, or those who choose same-sex marriage, or those who choose unrelated consenting adult polygamy.
All right. So what do you think the public is more? Because obviously a lot of talk has been heaped onto the gay marriage issue. I am not a fan of gay marriage. I have nothing against gay people. I just don't like the idea of gay marriage. And my reasoning is just because. I don't have a scientific reason for it, Mark. Just because. But this idea of plural marriage, when you talk to people about this, do you find they're even less accepting of this than they are of gay marriage?
It depends on with whom you're speaking, because some people will recognize that it's not so much that same-sex marriage is the slippery slope to polygamy, but rather that it was using big government to license, define, and control marriage for excluding polygamy for one man, one woman that led and created the slippery slope to same-sex marriage, and that if there was no government legal construct of marriage and was merely the choice of unrelated consenting adults, whether they choose one man, one woman, whether they choose same-sex marriage or whether they choose unrelated consenting adult polygamy, then it doesn't matter what people choose. It doesn't matter whether people agree with other people's choices because everybody's free under a limited government.
Okay, but let's go back to just let's eliminate the idea of government having control on who can and can't get married. Let's go back to just the basic idea. We're at an Applebee's restaurant. We're talking to folks. We got a microphone. Are you in favor of which do you find more appalling, gay marriage or plural marriage? Where do you think folks would fall on that? We're taking the government thing out of it.
Marriage is merely a modern construct that really wouldn't even have been invented as a concept if there wasn't legal marriage for one man, one woman. There would have been no reason for people to pursue same-sex marriage in the first place because they wouldn't have cared. People would have chosen what they choose to choose.
So in effect, you're saying that marriage, there should be no laws. It's the law of marriage is something we have created. We should just be able to be married and do whatever, but the government got involved and made laws and they're criminalizing things that in your estimation should not be be criminalized. But I'll go back to, and I want an answer for this question. Do you think people would be more in favor of plural marriage or more in favor of gay marriage?
It depends on with whom you're speaking.
Come on, Mark, just give me an answer.
Ultimately, when you're talking about unrelated consenting adults choosing polygamy, people would probably be actually more familiar with the concept of an unrelated consenting adult polygamy than they would same-sex marriage.
Are you a polygamist?
That is an answer I'm unable to say because...
because it's against the law.
And that's why we're trying to file lawsuits to actually get the freedom that if same-sex marriage people have freedom and one man, one woman people have freedom, then unrelated consenting adult polygamists have just as much freedom and rights according to the Constitution as anybody else.
All right. Our guest is Mark Henkel. Now let's, and here's the thing, I think, and I have been in those places, by the way, in southern Utah and northern Arizona where that stuff happens. I've been, you know, driving through on my way to the Grand Canyon, and I think from the TV shows that a lot of people have seen that, you know, that's where they are drawing their conclusions and forming their opinion regarding plural marriage. What we see on some of these TV shows, is that pretty accurate?
Well, they're accurate only for those areas of Mormon polygamy. But the truth is that polygamy is a neutral term, that there's Christian polygamy, secular polygamy, Jewish polygamy. People become polygamous for a broad array of individual choice reasons, and that's why we're the National Polygamy Rights Movement for Consenting Adults, and we're calling for freedom for government to stop criminalizing just the mere choice of consenting adults, unrelated consenting adults, choosing polygamy regardless of the religion. And it's not based on the biases of the animus-based stereotypes that were in the anti-polygamy laws, which are every bit as bigoted and would not withstand modern jurisprudence. And that's why we're going to be seeking legal remedy.
What's the benefit for a wife having more than one husband?
Well, typically you won't see that happen too often because of the choices that people make. And because of the anthropology of humans and because of the general nature of male and female, in that typically if you see male as seed and woman as garden, then very often gardens want to choose the best seed. And so that's why you will typically see more examples of people choosing one man, multiple women versus the other way around.
Now then I don't need to ask the question about the advantage for a man having more than one wife then when you put it in those terms. Mark Henkel, nationalpolygamyadvocate.com. This is going to be the next big issue that the Supreme Court of the United States is going to be taking up. Mark, I appreciate you joining us. Let me ask you this before, and I got like 10 seconds. What's the disadvantage to having more than one spouse?
Multiple in-laws.
Mark, we'll see you, man. You have a good day. 4:45, Sean Bell has traffic on the fives.
Mark Henkel is National Polygamy Advocate, presenting polygamy to the public since 1994. NationalPolygamyAdvocate.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.